The Bible says that they brought people. These people got so smitten with their belief that Jesus can do it. If he could heal that lame man, lame from his mother's womb, he could do anything. And they believed it, and they began to bring their sick, and they began to bring people who didn't know Jesus, and they began to noise it abroad, said, "You've got to come with me to church. You've got to come. You've got to come where these people are. Come with me. Let me show you there's hope. There's hope in this world. There is joy. There's peace. There's forgiveness. You can be forgiven. You can be made whole. You can be." Because he does it all the time.
That unique voice is the voice of Dr. Don Wilton, well-known author and evangelist and pastor. And in these next few moments, you're going to find him to be a wonderful teacher to help us gain insight from God's encouraging word, the Bible itself. Today's message, When Jesus Came, is coming up in just a moment. But Dr. Wilton wants me to remind you that as we begin, we would love to connect with you. It's not just a presentation, it's a conversation. And all week long, we've been talking together about the opportunity of knowing about our salvation, to know we're totally secure. I'll tell you about Dr. Wilton's book in a minute, but I just want you to know we're here for you. Need to talk? Need to pray? 866-899-9673 is the number. That's 866-899-9673. And now, Dr. Don Wilton.
And so to begin with today, I'm going to ask all of you to take your Bibles and turn with me to Isaiah. You're going to need your Bibles. We're going to be in the book of Isaiah, chapter 9. If you don't have a copy of the Bible, I want you to take a copy, because there's a copy right there in front of you. And it's very important for you to see how God put this in His Word. And I'm focusing in on that one verse in Isaiah, chapter 9. And just verse 6, I want to read it to you, and then I'm going to share some great things with you this morning. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, here's what the Bible says. "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace." That's what God tells us about the Lord Jesus. Most of you know that I have just returned from Korea. I wish that I had 10 hours to share with you today. I had no idea just how much the Lord Jesus would teach me. I don't believe that I had very much of anything to share with South Koreans. I think God sent your pastor there so that he would speak to me through them, as he does through your life and testimony. And some of you will remember how that some time ago, our church was invited to, through the encouraging word, to begin broadcasting on the Far East Broadcasting Network, which comes out of South Korea, a country locked into a very difficult region of the world. We all know what's happening in North Korea. It's a very sad story. And there are people, as I speak to you right now, that are dying every day. There are babies being born into sub-zero temperatures and freezing as they make their appearance into this world, freezing to death. Russia, China, this little slither of land that I've just been at is an amazing nation with some of the most precious people that I've ever been amongst. And God allowed us to take this word that evidently he put on the hearts of a small group of men 60 years ago in this congregation, long before I came onto the scene. A small group of men out of this church heard God speak. And they pooled their resources and they made a decision that they would never keep the blessings of First Baptist Church Spartanburg in this church, because it was all about the Lord Jesus. And they made a decision over 60 years ago that they were going to put this on television, even at a time when television was not even popularized. And men in our church, leaders in this church, in one tiny little place in America, made a decision based upon the voice of God. And this church began to broadcast for many years on WSPA, which we still do. And God began to bless His word. And the gift that this congregation determined to give to this community began to turn around. And I look at us today and I am amazed to see what God is doing in each of our hearts and lives today. This packed out worship service. Missionaries all around the world, helping ministries, refuge ministries, Celebrate Recovery. Sons and daughters growing up, going out to serve the Lord Jesus. Choirs that sing from their hearts. And people who serve at Christmas for others on Saturday mornings. Young people who are on fire for Jesus Christ. Generations rising up and saying, we'll do this for Jesus Christ. And in just one of those minor expressions, God took this word into South Korea. Let me show you what God has been doing through you. I'm going to just ask Britt to put a few of these slides up here, and I'll give you a few comments if I can get through it. I was privileged to travel to over 11 cities in South Korea. We went from Seoul to Suwon to Daejeon. We went to Sokcho on the Sea of Japan and Gyeongdong and Kyeongdong. We went to Pusong. We went to Busong. We went to Daegu. We started at 5 in the morning and got into bed at 11 o'clock at night every day. My son Rob preached across the nation as I went in different directions, Karen trying to keep up with me and being so precious in my heart and in my life. This was at 6 o'clock in the morning at the Mumsung Presbyterian Church in Suwon. This is 6 o'clock in the morning. One of four services. There were just 10,000 who came to the service that I was in. Every day of the week, they gather just to pray. And then they took me at 9 o'clock at night, this great church. The power of God just came down, began to sweep. Thousands of people gathered, in this case 20,000. This is their prayer service. Koreans just coming before the Lord, asking me through translators and interpreters to get up and preach Jesus. Share the same message that you and I share. Now going into some of the most difficult places, I ended up in walk into churches and there are just thousands of people and they say, we're so glad you're here to help us celebrate our 30th anniversary. I don't even know what they're talking about, let alone a 30th anniversary. And next minute I'm up there cutting a cake and telling them and this pastor and these people and sharing the love of Christ and bringing the message of the cross. These pastors and ministers, so precious. They just poured their life into me. Couldn't stop thanking our church. And that picture there, just an example. That's Dr. Huang, Jonathan Huang. His church, ironically, is called First Church. And Presbyterian minister there, and one of the typical kinds of meals that I thought you might like to see. I still don't know how to pick up raw oysters with tweezers. I'm going to work on that as hard as I can. I know these shrine bowlers are gifted, but I challenge you dudes to get out there and pick up a raw oyster with sticks. You can't do it. You can't do it. It's impossible, but I want you to know as a congregation, I tried my best, and that's all that God requires of me. What a precious man as we met with military generals and commanders. You will all remember Dr. Billy Kim and the Korean Children's Choir. Dr. Kim, chairman of the Far East Broadcasting Network, one of the most precious men who accompanied me every step and who stood in this pulpit in July and for the first time asked if we would consider coming to Korea. And that wasn't on our calendar, and it involved heart-wrenching prayer and how God, as we began to speak among our leadership and the Lord put in our hearts how that God would want us to go to Korea. And again, I say to you, I don't believe for me to take something to them. I think what it was a group of believers over there pouring into my own heart and into my own life and showing me great and wonderful things. And as we met with the Speaker of the House, the second most important person, the Commander-in-Chief and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs and the Cabinet Ministers there in Korea, inviting Rob and myself to come up into the North Korean border and speak to the Korean troops whose lives are on the edge, and walking out and seeing this, to watch those troops, and for me to go to the commanding officer of the Korean Army in my typical American fashion and ask him if it's all right for me to talk about Jesus. And I wish I could share the response with you. I just wanted to be politically correct, that's all. I can't help it sometimes. To which the commander-in-chief said, "Excuse me, you tell them about Jesus. I want them to hear about Jesus. And to stand in front of those troops and see the power of God move and be up in the border regions in the next clip there. I do want you to know I have a fresh understanding of what cold means. It was minus 40 chill factor where I was standing there on the North Korean border. And as we began to pray and seek God's face, we not only went up there into that region where many people can go on tours. This is a zone where Rob began to approach this man at the border. I knew he was going to turn us down, so I took the quickest picture in my life. And I managed to get at least one before we got banished, but I'm just admitting that to everybody in case someone wants to know. That there is the Speaker of the House of the Congress of South Korea. A wonderful man, and we met in conference. You'll see another man there with a yellow tie. One of the most precious men, Mr. Glenn Wilcox, chairman of Wilcox Travel out of Asheville, North Carolina. What a precious man who accompanied us on this trip, has been to South Korea over 40 times. And what a counselor and advisor. What a dear, dear man of God. This is over on the North Korean border at the 38th parallel. For those of you that know, and some of us standing there trying to keep warm, some of the most beautiful areas I've ever seen. And everywhere we went to seven of the broadcast zones of the Far East Broadcast Network. They treated us so much with such grace, such love. Many times they'd put these kind of garlands around our necks. That's some of the staff that are involved in assimilating and sending out. And of course, my precious wife, Karen, who spoke there to people and was just so precious in sharing the love of Christ and getting alongside those people. And to watch my precious wife praying and seeking God's face, and then to be invited into the studios. This was a television interview that I was doing for the encouraging word to be broadcast across the region. But it was this next one that really got to my heart as much as anything. And as we sat and talked, this man, who I will just remain nameless, pulled out a little transistor radio, said to me, You in this radio and other people and singing hymns in this radio. And he said, this is on the North Korean border. He said, we go out, we stand on the mountain and wait for the wind. And then we put this little radio, has no battery, and we put helium balloons on it. And just 2 days before this, they launched 20,000 of these radios with the message that I'm speaking to you today. There was a group of men 60 years ago who sat down and said, we will not keep the gift of Jesus to ourselves. We will not do this. Jesus came for all people. And they launch these radios and they fly over the most despicably awful places that I can describe to you, where people are being killed and executed and imprisoned because they call on the name of Jesus. And these radios land. The problem was, as soon as they landed and people took them, it carried the death sentence. And I was so deeply moved that together with other great preachers and ministers and singers of the gospel, that we were being carried into zones of the world where when people got a piece of what we were saying, they would lose their life for it. And then they realized that in North Korea, the little dictator, there's a law that anything that has his name or semblance or mention of his name, it's against the law to desecrate or destroy anything that carries his name. And so I'll just leave it to your imagination what the first 1 minute of this broadcast is about. But it carries the name of the dictator. And then they realized how cold the people were, and so they began to take jackets, and little ladies sit for hours and embroider verses of scripture all up the arms and across the shoulder pads with warm jackets, and they do the same thing. And they send these into these areas. The only difference is on the lapel right here, they embroider the name of the dictator of North Korea. So when they land in these camps, nobody can touch that garment because it carries the image or the name of the dictator. And people get in jackets right now and they're opening them up and there's scripture verses embroidered by little ladies. And that's how a man like this came to know Jesus. 60 years ago, a group of men sat in this church and declared that Jesus is the Christ, that he came. And they made a decision that they would pool their resources because Jesus was blessing them in here. And they would put that out there on television and by any other means. They would carry this, they would share it, they would give this gift away. I wish those 60 men could walk in here right now and look into the same eyes of the man that I looked into, that today knows Jesus and whose whole life has been changed because of that fact. That's a precious thing. The Bible tells us, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. You see, when Jesus came, he came for all people. I want to say to you, if you are a Korean veteran, I salute you. Everywhere I went, people would come up to me thanking me for sharing the love of Christ and thanking our church and thanking people they'd never seen. But it would be very quickly they would let me know how grateful they are to America, to men and women who put on the uniform and who saved that nation from utter destruction. And I have seen you, my brother. I've seen you. I've looked at your face. I've talked to top military generals. I've heard scores of people tell me how grateful they are to this nation, to you and for your service. And red and yellow and black and white, all people precious in God's sight. That's what this verse is about. It's about when Jesus came. He came into an angry world. He came into a world bent on destroying the witness of Christ. He came into a world turning its back upon this Jesus. He came into a world of political correctness. He came into a world where believers are increasingly becoming silent for fear of persecution. He came into a world where parents are crying out for their sons and daughters. He came into a world where blessings are manifold. He came into a world where there are many mountaintop experiences and many valley experiences. But when Jesus came, he came as supreme ruler. He came as the one upon whose shoulders the government would be. He came as King of Kings. He not only came as supreme ruler, but he came as wonderful counselor. So many passages, 2 Samuel chapter 16 and 1 Kings chapter 3, speaking about the great wise rulers of the world and the respect and esteem with which great wisdom is held, but none like Jesus. For when Jesus was born, God sent to us the one who carried with him the supernatural wisdom of a holy and a righteous and a sovereign God. Amen. This passage tells us that when Jesus came, he came as mighty God, invoking the warriorship of Jesus Christ, Lord of lords and King of kings. For there is none like unto him. He alone is Lord. He came as our mighty God, powerful, awesome, the one who is in all and through all. He came as our everlasting Father. What an incredible statement that conjures up in our hearts the warm embrace of our Heavenly Father, who as Davidic King will compassionately care for his people. You and I, in our world today, looking for headship and looking for wisdom and guidance and looking for the protection that we need as people in our families and in our lives and in our nation, looking for the gentle caress by which you and I would be held in the palm of his hand. This one who came as the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace. It was an amazing thing to me to be in a country that stands every day on the brink of destruction. The continuing threat of nuclear war. The realization that invasion could take place at a moment's notice. For them, their twin towers are not a distant memory. For them, the reality of the world in which they live adds fuel to the manner with which they cry out to the Prince of Peace. And as I was so graciously received, loved by Mr. Glenn Wilcox and by Dr. Billy Kim, and then by just countless numbers of precious Koreans who bowed at us before every move and who served us with tea and fruit and who clung to every word and who sat there on mats before me with their hands raised up, crying out together before the throne of our precious God. And I stood before our troops and I said to them, my friends, I'm so grateful that I have the privilege of representing hundreds of thousands of we Americans. But most of all, I just stand here representing Jesus because he came so that you might have peace. Do you know Jesus? I'm going to invite you to take the words about Jesus and ask yourself, do you know him? Do you know and understand that he left his throne and his kingly crown to come to this earth for you and for me? I'm so happy to be with you today. Jesus is making a difference. Right here, right out there, right next door, right down the road, right there in that other state, your neighbor's house, across the road, jolly old England, Africa, Europe. Do you know him? Have you given your heart to Jesus?
Amen. If you have been praying along with Dr. Wilton and God has stirred your heart to a decision, boy, we'd love to talk with you, pray with you. Our number is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. It'll connect you not just now during the broadcast, but anytime, day or night, 24 hours a day, to someone who would love to pray with you and for you. Love to help you find some resources that'll help you grow in your faith. That's 866-899-9673. And here we are at the end of a busy week, our fifth edition of the Daily Encouraging Word. And perhaps you have heard not just the voice of Dr. Don, but the voice of the Lord calling you to a decision. Right now, one more thought from Dr. Don Wilton.
Are you ready to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ? Why don't you pray this prayer with me right now? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner, and I know that Jesus died for me on the cross. Today, I repent of my sin, and by faith, I receive you into my heart. In Jesus' name. My friend, I welcome you today into the family of God. This is exciting news. You know, I want to say something to you personally. You ready for this? Thank you. The sun hardly rises or sets in a day that we don't see people come to know Christ through this broadcast ministry. Every day. And you make that possible through your prayers, most of all, and through your financial giving. God is doing something great. And in our world today, this medium of television, very important, folks. This is very, very important. God is allowing us to go into more and more homes across the United States of America. Thank you for helping us make this possible. And let's never stop praying that people would come to know Jesus. God bless you.